wisdom teeth out, as we said earlier.
Yeah.
But I'll be here.
Yeah, it'll be a good one, so make sure you tune in.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello again! We met earlier. I made your triple mocha latte. I'm Arrow Smith. In my dream on, I'm the last child to walk this way. So I listen to the Irrelevant Show every Sunday, right here on WMUCFM, College Park.
That is irrelevant.
I'm Helen Razor, but that's deeply irrelevant. What is relevant is that you're listening to
WMUC 90.5 FM, College Park.
What's that frequency again, dear?
WMUC 90.5 FM, College Park.
I told you, Helen. And what is relevant is that you're not listening to that other crap. So well done.
This old-time radio program was originally aired live, long before the advent of high fidelity. As a result, you may detect an occasional surface noise or volume drop due to transmission problems so common to old radio. We hope, however, that any variance in audio quality will not take away from your pleasure in listening to this, one of the all-time favorite shows.
You ain't through the eyes and ears of a person with schizophrenic illness who has not taken his medication since having lost his pills a few weeks ago.
Now, that man in the middle, about the middle of the screen, just the other side of the Mexican behind the camera, who's never been a member of staff before that I've ever seen, that's red-haired, red-beard Rick, Cricket ex-Chicago cop. He needs to be killed. I don't imagine cops or anybody would object to my saying that. Isn't there a law against this, folks? Get me into court, or get me some press coverage. Kill that crooked ex-Chicago cop on staff at gunpoint.
The stiffening of your penis is of no consequence.
The transformation of culture through art.
I wasn't aware that she was going all night up to a rave club.
Is there more than the music, dancing, and lights? Another side of raves has been exposed. Unusual enhancer.
What do you want from me? Asking for me, what the fuck?
~53% of us trust God.
I wish they'd all just go away.
Underground fetish parties full of freaks, you know? It's gonna be great.
I'll be rocking out forever. You can count on that.
Pump up the jams. I'm a celebrity.
I'm not afraid of ass. I don't know, who are these people?
We're escaped, we are both alive, and we are also member active.
Evil is real. Evil is real. Evil is real.
I must say you look a little unusual.
Oh, don't I, though? I'm special. I'm a grapefruit crate. I'm a rusty can. I'm a piece of wax. I'm a box of tacks. I'm a glass with cracks. I'm a frying pan. I'm special. I'm a leaky pipe. I'm a soggy match, I'm a burlap patch, I'm an itchy scratch, I'm a sea of mud, I'm special. I'm so alarming, I'm a case of mumps, I'm a crooked boo.
my goodness.
Well, dear, I'm not teaching the heel-toe walking method until next month, and I've been so busy training my bridesmaids that I haven't even had time to give my special class in singing through your nose.
Well, I hadn't thought of joining any of your classes, Lady Elaine.
Oh, you probably just want to look like me. Well, the first step is to throw away all of your brushes. Your hair brushes, your tooth brushes. Never brush anything again. Then buy some of my products. This and that. This is for your face and hands, and that is for your hair and feet.
This is for your hair and feet?
Oh, no. That is for your hair and feet. This is for your face and hands.
But your hair looks as if it had glue on it.
Don't tell a soul, darling. THAT does have a bit of glue in it. Now that comes in a jar, and this comes in a bottle. Just go to your nearby software store and order a bottle of this and a jar of that.
I'm sorry, Lady Elaine, but it's getting late, and I have to look for tomorrow. Oh, dear, I said it out loud.
Well, you've come to the right place, dear. Would you like to meet her?
What do you mean, meet her? Do you know where tomorrow is?
Why, certainly, darling. I have her locked up in my office.
You what?
You see, I needed a little extra time, so I thought the logical place to find it was at the New Day's home. So I just stole over there and stole a day. I worked so hard, I need a little extra time here and there to get all I have to do accomplished.
But King Friday wants her back. He has to give her her orders. She doesn't know what to do, and she'll soon be today.
Well, she hasn't been much good to me so far. She doesn't look a bit like me. She's fair and clear. No personality at all. I like my days full of lightning and thunder. Would you take her off my hands?
Oh, that would be wonderful. I mean, I'd be happy to help you out.
You are a dear. Do come back sometime and we'll talk about how to improve you. Now, my office is down this ramp. Just come with me. We'll go fetch tomorrow for you.
Dirty old man, I'm a dirty old man. You will see me knocking about in the pubs, in the clubs, in the...
I went to church the other night, and I felt somewhat at ease. I thought I was a pretty good guy, and my Lord I'd tried to please. But when the preacher took the floor, my pride all must have fled. After silent prayer, he took his text, and this is what he said. In Revelation 21:8, we find these words, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone." Just look at all those high school teenagers. Hell will surely have to be enlarged to make room for all this crowd.
Yeah!
Psycho comes the ultimate in sheer bone-chilling horror. The house that dripped blood, 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 blood. Terror waits for you in every room. In the house that dripped blood, climb its creaking stairs. Walk down its dark and chilling corridors where untold horrors wait at every turn. The house that dripped blood. A madman lurking on the staircase. A severed head in the closet, coffins in the cellar, vampires, vixens, and victims. You'll find them all in The House That Dripped Blood, in color from the Cinerama Releasing Corporation, rated GP, all ages, parental guidance.
We'll be right back.
90.5 FM for 90.5 megahertz.
The hottest DJ mixing the beats.
Beats.
Mixing
the beats.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 6, 2, 9, 10, 3, 0, 5, 1, 2, 7, 1, 8, 6, 6, 6, 10 or 10 or 10 or 4 or 4.
I wonder what would happen.
concealed inside. I wonder what would happen. Oh, devilish, devilish me. If I met the Lord Jesus and I gave him LSD. I wonder what would happen. Oh, devilish, devilish me. If I met his charming mother and put mushrooms in her tea. I wonder what would happen. Oh, devilish, devilish me. If I met the Lord Siddhartha and gave him ecstasy. I wonder what would happen. Oh, devilish, devilish me. If I met the dude, the Buddha, and I crawled upon his knee. What would I see?
bun, to a biker, butler, basic biscuit. Baby bought a big, bluey, bossy, beastly, beanie, bright, a belly bun, to a biker, butler, biscuit.
Hey there, it's me, Steely Dan, and if it's a Sunday, I'm locked into the Irrelevant Show, right here on WMUC-FM, College Park, 90.5 FM. Don't lose that number.
Jack, there's a girl in this boxcar.
Why not?
Doggone female riding a freight train.
Yes, I am female. A dangerous female. So watch out.
Feel angry? Are you paralyzed by your anger? Do you feel yourself with butterflies in your stomach a lot? Do you get headaches? Are you really frustrated? Do you ever get to the point where you're going to blow up and you're afraid that if you blow up, you're going to blow away all your friends and all your coworkers? Chances are, all of this behavior is a symptom of the fact that you're not expressing your anger. We can assertively express our anger if we handle our anger assertively. We complain and complain and complain. I'm angry. So what do? I want rage. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want rage. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. Really sorry? Did I really do something bad? Why am I apologizing? I don't think I'm always wrong. Do you? Do people push your buttons? Are they telling you that you're too fat, too aggressive, not nice enough, or just hard to get along with? Are they telling you that people who grew up in Connecticut are stupid? Do they tell you that you're weak? Are you simply the person who gets the sand kicked in their face? Negative, negative, negative. Now you're angry, and now you have something to say.
Wow!
I want rage. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want rage. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want rage. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie.
Thank you.
Cold freezing night. Oh, baby.
Kill him. I wish I was a boy.
Cold freezing night. Oh, baby.
Ow, 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 ow.
Come on, clap, clap.
Alright, that's the attitude. Oh, ow, 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 ow. And I wish I was a boy.
A cold freezing night. Holy cow.
Why do you always get away with things? It's not fair, I tell you. It's not fair. I want to blow your brains out with... I am gonna kill you. I need something so you stay alive as long as I want you to, because so I can kill you. You are such an idiot, 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 idiot. I can kill you with a rifle, a shotgun, anyway I want to. Probably by cutting your toes off and working my way up towards your brain.
Cold, crazy night. Oh, baby.
Boys do tougher than girls, I know that. And I wish I was a boy. And he is that asshole. He is that asshole. He's putting a box on his asshole. I wish I was a boy. Kill him. I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna rip your hair off and your balls and then rip your face.
She's an idiot, ha ha ha.
Yo, hi, my young nerd, you nerd.
We'll be right back. Yeah. Good. I'm good. How are you? Yeah, it's a beautiful day. Hey, everybody. You're tuned to WMUCFM College Park. It's the Irrelevant Show. I'm doing a remote. I was supposed to be at the Pentagon today. Whoa, what was that all about? I was supposed to do a show at the Pentagon today. They're having like a party, like a, I guess a war party. I don't know, a war party or something. They wanted a DJ for their new war party, and I got all my stuff and went there, and they wouldn't let me in the building. So I just walked around. I found a quiet spot out here, but then I didn't realize this is a pickleball court. And pretty much as soon as I started setting up and play, everybody started playing pickleball. So I'm hanging out with people playing pickleball, and I don't think they came out here expecting to be, like, have some guy curating a playlist for them and everything. They weren't expecting a DJ here at their pickleball court, but here I am, and hopefully they can hear the music at the Pentagon at least. I'm not sure what's going on in there, but they wouldn't let me in, but I was supposed to be there for the war party. But anyway. But anyway, that was, we began that set today with Lubricated Goat from Australia. Beyond the Grave, name of the track. Came off the album Plays the Devil's Music. And then we heard a 10-minute excerpt from Ed Special, who did a show on WCBN FM in Ann Arbor, Michigan, for a long time. I was an avid listener, and I think that was actually something I recorded that he did on his show, but didn't actually put on his website. So after that, the House That Drip Blood movie trailer. Well, actually, before that, we heard the Brimstones. We seem to be experiencing technical difficulties, and Cloven Hoof Stomp from the Spend Eternity with the Brimstones. Then we heard the House That Drip Blood movie trailer. I think they're going to show that at Third Rail tonight between bands. I just handed the reel off there. By the band called Black Spell from Italy. After that, gave us a track called We Drink Your Blood. Oh boy,
sounds exciting.
That was from the Season of the Damned, was the name of the album. Kraftwerk from Germany gave us Pocket Calculator from their Computer World album. We heard EDO. I don't know what that stands for. It's probably just EDO. Devilish Me was the name of the track from their Wrinkles album. And then we heard Weavy Stunder. Track called Cafe con Leche from Eat Your Own Ears. The Evolution Control Committee gave us I Want a Cookie. That was from their Plagiarism Nation album. Then we went to Sweden and heard Drogs Jukan. Sot Uljuv was the name of the track from their Black Sot album. The Books gave us A Cold Freezing Night. That was from The Way Out. And then we finished that set with Brainiac, a track called Go from the various artists Jabberjaw Pure Sweet Hell compilation. I'm going to play every cover song I brought up. Well, not every. Actually, I might. I brought a bunch of cover songs up. We're going to start with Killdozer's version of Nasty, or Hot and Nasty from a 7-inch. And then we're going to hear the Cowslingers with Sweet Emotion, an Aerosmith cover from their West Virginia Dog track Boogie, and then a bunch of other cover songs. After a public service announcement, WMUC-FM College Park, it's the Irrelevant Show, broadcasting from the closest pickleball courts to or adjacent to the Pentagon for Sunday, October 5th, 2025. I'll be back in an hour to explain what transpires after I stop yammering.